Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Labour leader Keir Starmer is officially the UK's new Prime Minister. The leaders of Sinn Féin say they've made history yet again after the general election in the north. Police in Derry have made an arrest after a number of vehicles were damaged in the city centre overnight. And a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that it is a scandal that €19 million sanctioned to reduce spinal surgery waiting lists for children with scoliosis has not been spent on what it was earmarked for. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be here with the latest in sport at around 5:15. Labour leader Keir Starmer is officially the UK's new Prime Minister. He has started putting his top team together with Rachel Reeves in charge at the Treasury, while Angela Rayner becomes Deputy PM. David Lammy will be in charge of Foreign Affairs, while Yvette Cooper heads up the Home Office. Rishi Sunak resigned as Conservative leader after the Conservatives suffered their worst defeat in modern history. Earlier, Prime Minister Keir Starmer gave his first speech outside Downing Street and promised to rebuild faith in politics.
This lack of trust can only be healed by actions, not words. I know that. But we can make a start today with the simple acknowledgement that public service is a privilege.
Well, the Taoiseach says the new UK government represents an opportunity for reset. Simon Harris congratulated Keir Starmer and Labour on the comprehensive win. The Taoiseach admits Anglo-Irish relations have been turbulent in recent years.
There is now a real opportunity with the Northern Ireland institutions back in the running. A First Minister, a Deputy First Minister, ministers at their desk in Northern Ireland, a government here, and me as Taoiseach absolutely committing to dedicating my energy to the Anglo-Irish relationship and to taking it to a better place. And a British Prime Minister who has led his party to a very comprehensive victory based on a manifesto that talks about partnership with Ireland.
The leaders of Sinn Féin say they've made history yet again after the general election in the north. The party ended up with 5 seats, the SDLP secured 2, with the Alliance and UUP winning 1 each. Locally, Sinn Féin's Orla Begley has retained her seat in West Tyrone, while in Fermanagh and South Tyrone, Pat Cullen has been elected. SDLP leader Colm Eastwood has held on to a seat in Foyle, and Gregory Campbell has been re-elected in East Derry. Meanwhile, the DUP's Ian Paisley lost the North Antrim seat to the TUV's Jim Allister in a surprise result.
Being a Member of Parliament is a huge privilege. It's been a huge privilege for me over 14 years as a Member of Parliament and a previous 13 years in the Northern Ireland Assembly to serve my constituency.
Police in Derry have made an arrest after a number of vehicles were damaged in the city centre overnight. Police received a report just after 11 p.m. last night that a male was kicking 2 wing mirrors of vehicles on Magazine Street. A 35-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and remains in custody at this time. A further report was made this morning of damage caused to another vehicle. At this time, it's believed at least 5 vehicles have sustained some type of damage. Police encourage anyone who believes their vehicle was damaged but has not reported it yet to do so by calling 101. A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that it is a scandal that €19 million sanctioned to reduce spinal surgery waiting lists for children with scoliosis has not been spent on what it was earmarked for. In 2022, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly announced the allocation for Children's Health Ireland in a commitment to reduce waiting lists. The minister this week acknowledged that the funds were not used in the area as was directed by him. Despite warnings from parents and advocacy groups, an audit was only carried out this year. Deputy Pierce Doherty, however, says it's unacceptable that the health minister is still unclear as to how exactly the €19 million was spent.
Not sure if you just listed out a list of incompetences in terms of the Minister for Health. Let's just boil this down to what happened. The Minister for Health was told by CHI that if you give us €19 million, we will reduce the waiting list by 4 months. The minister gave them the money. Within weeks, the parents and the advocates were telling the minister's office that this money isn't going where it's needed. They had a formal meeting. They followed up with emails. March, June, July, August. And when did the minister carry out an audit? He carries out an audit in 2024. Parents and families came from right across the state to outside the Dáil. They came here in February. They told us the pain. They told us the hurt. They told us about patients in my constituency who need these surgeries. Now, the minister allocated the money. Fair play, he allocated the money. But the money didn't go where it was needed. And he was told, he was begged, he was pleaded with over and over again. I have the emails. And he did nothing. Because 2 years later, you still don't know where this money has gone. And the problem is these parents who warned you back in March of 2022 that this money wasn't going to be spent in the place. If we have a competent Minister for Health, you go in and you say, you told me you needed 19 million. I gave you 19 million. Make sure that it is spent in the area. It is not acceptable that we're in this position today and the minister still doesn't know where that money went.
Responding to Deputy Doherty, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the focus needs to be on reducing the surgical waiting lists.
We do know that additional 200 clinicians and so on was appointed. There's a fifth theatre there. So that's not all not directed to scoliosis. Some of that, of course, is quite a significant number of that will be a benefit to scoliosis payments. And there have been other issues within the scoliosis world as well, as we know. And there are issues, I think, in respect to the CHI's oversight of this also. Okay, but you can't interrogate those issues, Deputy, without having a comprehensive audit in terms of facts. You can't do that 3 weeks in. And what I would say is
please, that Deputy.
What the most important issue for us now is through existing capacities within CHI and the hospitals and whatever other means in terms of work as well,
we're
to get these lists down as quickly as we possibly can.
The Minister sat in his hand for 2 years.
€604,000 has been announced for works on Donegal Islands. It's part of a national allocation for capital works on coastal islands announced by the Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys. An investment of €306,500 will go towards road upgrade works on Arranmore Island, while €140,000 is to be spent on Tory Island to upgrade the road infrastructure there also. The remainder of the funding has been sanctioned for slipway repairs at Burton Port, ferry berth fenders at Maharorti to carry out an environmental assessment on Owe Island and to install steps at the pier on Inishman. The funding was welcomed by Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, who said this is important for the islands.
I want to thank Minister Heather Humphreys for the really significant funding today for the islands, which particularly benefit Arranmore and Tory. It's €660,000 in total, and it's going to see investment in upgrades to roads on both islands, as well as to some piers and some coastal protection work, as well as street lighting and some other infrastructure projects. We're investing as a government very heavily across our county, but also particularly in our islands. And this is particularly important funding, and more will come in the time ahead. But I want to thank Minister Humphreys for this particular announcement today and look forward now to seeing the work being delivered over the months ahead.
Meanwhile, Councillor Micheál Colin McGill-Aspig says it is nowhere near enough.
But the stark reality here is that 600,000, and if we were to double it or treble it, it still wouldn't be anywhere near what we need to actually bring some of the infrastructure on our islands to a place which would be possibly acceptable to the islanders and myself as a councillor that represents the islands. We do work constantly in relation to the roads, infrastructure, piers and harbours on islands. And the department isn't given the funding that we need. Nowhere near it. We have a fishing industry that has been absolutely crippled by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's policy, supported by those here in Donegal as well. And we need to do what we can do to upgrade the piers and harbours that are needed. But the reality here is we're not just getting the funding we need. We also have the infrastructure in terms of our roads that we haven't got the funding that we need, both on our islands and the mainland as well.
But you don't believe, in terms of what was applied for, that this funding matches up?
Some of the things that have been applied for hasn't been funded. I spent the day today back and forth with the department discussing this, and I'm glad that we've agreed to meet in the next week or two to look at some of the things that weren't funded, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. But the reality is that our piers and harbours have been neglected over many, many years.
An ESRI report has found that non-deprived areas along the border had higher rates of COVID-19. Across the country, however, infection rates were a third higher in less affluent areas. Cross-border mobility between areas with differing public health strategies and testing strategies has been blamed for higher COVID rates in border counties. Dr. Anne Devlin, author of the report, believes a number of factors contributed to the spread of the virus in counties like Donegal.
So we looked at the border counties. We also looked closer to the border. So I think it's part of it, but it's not the whole story. I think there's numerous things going on. So even cross-border workers, we did a totally different study recently in cross-border working, and there's issues there about working from home. So there's people in Donegal potentially with professional jobs or whatever in Derry or other northern areas, and there we're maybe still having to go to work. So then that means they're in an office, they're stopping for a sandwich or to fill up with diesel. So there's just more chances of transmission. Also, a lot of south to north workers work in healthcare. So again, you know, they're in the front line, they're essential workers. So again, more chance of transmission of the virus. So a whole range of things. There's another study, a qualitative study was done, and they said they found around the border when they spoke to people, there was issues, you know, people around the border, there's a lot of interdependencies, you know, different schools, different jobs, you know, a lot of crossing across between the north and south. And they found that people around the border, they were aware of both sort of public health messages that were coming through. So even when restrictions were the same, the public health messaging about the rationale and the why differed.
Yeah.
And when the rationale differed for people, they maybe just weren't, they didn't have the same bias.
Aer Lingus and the Irish Airlines Pilots Association are still awaiting a recommendation from the Labour Court, which could lead to a resolution of their dispute. It comes as the airline cancels a further 80 flights from next Thursday to Sunday. IALPA had been looking for a nearly 24% pay rise, which attributes to inflation since 2019. Aer Lingus, meanwhile, is demanding extra productivity and flexibility in exchange for pay rises above 12.25%, which it has agreed with other staff. The time is 12 minutes past five. We will be back with sport after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the Donegal GAA Western range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is coming up to 5:15. Mark Gallagher is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. In the SSE Airtricity League First Division last night, Finn Harps defeated Kerry 1-0 at Finn Park. Teenager Sean Patton, who only signed for Harps on loan from Derry City on Wednesday, scored on his debut, and that was enough to give Darren Murphy's side all 3 points. The Harps manager was happy to see his new signing get off to a flyer.
When I knew that there was an interest from Sean to come here, I knew it would be a good fit for me and a good fit for us as a team, because he knows the majority of the players. He knows my coaching staff, you know, he knows Eamon Curry and he knows Kevin McHugh. So it was always going to be a comfortable and easy fit for him. Look, he's like all centre forwards, he obviously wants to get off the mark and up and running, and thankfully he was able to do that tonight.
The result means Harps go fourth in the table after Bray Wanderers slumped to a 1-0 defeat at home to Longford. In other games, leaders Cork City won 3-1 in Wexford. Athlone had an impressive 2-1 away victory in UCD, and Cove left it late to snatch a 1-0 victory at Treaty United. In the Premier Division, second place Derry City lost ground on leader Shelburne as they went down 2-1 to North West rivals Sligo Rovers at the Showgrounds. Derry went 1-up on 54 minutes but failed to hold on to the lead as a brace from Ellis Chapman gave Rovers all 3 points. City manager Rory Higgins was disappointed with the game management from his side.
We lost the composure for a period after the equaliser and still felt we could go on and win the game, hence the subs that we made, and the second goal is just terrible from our end. And they've won a game that they shouldn't be winning. Far from it. We should be, in my view, should have had the game done by half time. But then if you can't win it in the second half, don't lose it. And we've showed a real naivety there.
It's a result that will frustrate Derry, as league leader Shelburne were held to a 1-1 draw against bottom side Drogheda. In other results, Waterford defeated St Pat's 1-0. Shamrock Rovers picked up a 1-0 win at home to Dundalk, and Galway drew 1-1 with Bohemians. Now moving on to today's action at the Euros. The first of this evening's quarterfinals is just underway in Stuttgart, where host Germany are playing Spain. It's currently 0-0 there. Jonathan Tah and Emre Can have come into the German starting 11, while Spain are unchanged. At eight in Hamburg, it's the turn of Portugal and France. On to Gaelic games, there's action in the Donegal GAA All-County Leagues this evening. In football, there are 3 games down for decision in Division 2, as Narossa host Dunloe, St Nolls travel to Neave Warra, and Buncrana welcome Red Hughes. In the Senior Hurling Championship, it's Irua Ballyshannon taking on Sean McCool's, and St Union's travel to play Burt. While in the Junior Championship, Four Masters play Letterkenny Gaels in Donegal Town, and Setanta welcome the challenge of St Union's. The Donegal Ladies make the trip to Kingspan Breffni Park in Cavan tomorrow to take on Kildare in their relegation semi-final at 2 p.m. The other semi-final at the same time sees Laois against Tipperary. Meanwhile, the countdown continues to the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship final, which will see Armagh and Derry face each other at Healy Park in Omagh on Sunday. Now on to tennis. Defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz has gone to a fifth and deciding set in his Wimbledon third round tie with Francis Tiafoe. Fifth seed Daniil Medvedev finds himself trailing Jan Lennard Struff by 2-1. And still to come, men's top seed Jannik Sinner comes up against Miomir Kecmanovic. Seventh seed Yasmin Paolini will play Madison Keys in the last 16, following respective wins over Bianca Andreescu and Marta Kostyuk. Later, Emma Raducanu plays the ninth seed Maria Sakkari. In cycling, Remco Evenepoel has eaten into Tadej Pogacar's lead after stage 7 of the Tour de France. Evenepoel was quickest on today's time trial, chopping Pogacar's lead down to 33 seconds. Ireland's Ben Healy was 9th fastest today, moving up to 29th on general classification. And finally, in motorsport, following a break from racing due to an injury sustained at Silverstone in 2023, 26-year-old Donegal rider Keelan Irwin will return to action this weekend in the Pirelli National Sportbike class at Snetterden in the British Superbike Championship. Keelan's younger brother Reese will also compete at that event this weekend. He rides in the British Supersport category. That's all your sport for today. You can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, where we'll be going over to Dara Boner for live updates from the Donegal Ladies clash with Kildare. For now, though, good evening. Back to you, Kitty.
Thanks, Mark, August, Anish, and Nuacht, like Colm Ferriter.
Seamur Mahasa, Colm Ferriter, and Shaw. Vi chakti dala agus shanadori ilahar ag sesiun olish and chaktan Shaw le heishtukt on fobol, mor kestana pranyaha. Karha arhu fuin geliga agus na geltachta. Ta shas na sesiun olas agus spragha a agru ag conru na geliga I gof hartiacht leis an mehal nasiunta plana la changa con eilav a car fui vraeg polaturi agus le jes a hoist an phobl a vi ilahart lena mienta eitula agus nasiunta a gars osa goar. A mask na eilav a caru fui vraeg onadiha an realtish na Malu don can eshnish im diana, quigus a shard million savresh a curu or foil don geliga augustan geltucht, trohos a hen a villion savresh, the udrus negeltuchta, august run negeltuchta, august forest negeliga mar ean, fius a shay million savresh, the TG card, august policy don geliga socorus egehis, on egehis lua oiga gujian trio level a arbert. August go door her feimene solyre tihiokte de udras ne geltukte. August go valsha her ne dracht troer linchi planale don geltukt. Leitre. Tuskim ne printishach ne udras ne geltukte fihifius a kahar oskulte anish de iritish. Ten skim jiriha erhini oga. August folomori fasta ar in ata egiri garam fjunta a arbert se geltukt. Is few suas the Yavili Euro na scholaracti na schema at a jiriha irahori a will and skull fuaka aku agus a bawailofa kaliat frontish acta a wancha ma. August tugter a curu don fobol turumi a lieru ilia tro stratishi forest negeliga don kuig briana at a roin. Is a fager survey garage a coolly new con as olus generalta a horch fuin scheme. August more cospori a stratisha exula at her buntlish. Kerev liana ohen false dalshi forest negeriga a cage stratisha. Glactar la turimi and fobble frigian survey at a falsiha erin sieve forest negeriga bunk IE. Shin mahodcha illegalier slan August bannacht.
The government's approach to fetal alcohol spectrum disorders has been labelled slack. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has highlighted the need for a fetal alcohol project to be undertaken with a multi-care sector approach to FASD. He says agencies are working on the ground to deal with the disorders while state agencies are failing to recognise it. after expressing his dismay that Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman was not in attendance to discuss the topical issue. Deputy Pringle told Minister of State Oisin Smith instead that a delay in adequately funding FASD Ireland will result in children missing out.
The Minister has outlined in her response that funding has been allocated, or that the Fast Hub Ireland was established in March 2023 and it operates between Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for anyone who lives with FAST, and that's welcome. But that's actually, there is no funding provided for that because the funding hasn't actually reached FAST Ireland yet to actually allow that to pay for that. Now, they're operating the service, but they're operating the service on loans from the bank because they're waiting for funding to come forward from the government. And we're now into, it'll be July or August at the earliest before the funding will actually make its way to them. And what is, that's slack, I believe, and it's not going to lead to actual the processing and putting the treatment on a good footing. And as well as that funding, part of that funding as well, they also have to are going to provide for some studies to be carried out. But they won't be carried out in time now to get it in for next year's application. So that time is going to be lost as well. And all during this, there's going to be children that are going to be lost, and it's going to be children and families that are living through this condition and can't deal with it, and they're going to be lost out. And we need to get moving on it and get moving on quickly. So I'd like if you would pass that on to the Minister so that the Minister would be aware of that and make sure that funding gets there in a timely fashion.
AIB is looking for 150 voluntary redundancies over the next 3 years. In a statement, the bank says the cuts will be in areas where there can be an increase in efficiency and automation. It also states they're planned for areas where fewer colleagues are required, given legacy issues have been largely resolved. The company says it's committed to ensuring services for customers will be maintained at existing levels. The National Transport Authority has recommended increasing taxi fares. A review found the cost of operating a cab has jumped by 9% in the last 2 years and says fares should reflect this. The research also found a slight drop in the number of people who say they use taxis, while the main reason to get a cab was for social reasons. Dublin taxi driver Alan says they incur costs every time fares are increased and he's not in favour of the move.
Of course it's higher costs, but why should the public have to pay for that? Public shouldn't have to pay for that, you know. It's a taxi driver. Take a business. It's a business, you know. And if a business have increases all the time, they don't always put their charges onto the public, you know. Government are just doing it because they can.
There's an abysmally low level of understanding around recommended drinking guidelines. That's according to Drink Aware research, which reveals just 3% of people know what those recommendations are. The HSE low-risk guidelines advise no more than 11 standard drinks in a week for a woman or 17 for a man. CEO of Drink Aware, Dervla O'Brien, says going above the recommendations can cause serious health problems.
Binge drinking, it's a term that's used to describe the fact that it takes 1 hour for your liver to process a standard drink. So binge drinking occurs when you're drinking faster than your liver can process, putting it under pressure. And doing this regularly and over time can lead to a number of serious health problems.
And now for the weather. There will be showers and a few bright or sunny spells this evening. Some of the showers may turn heavy and merge to longer spells of rain. West to northwesterly winds will be light to moderate. To conclude this evening's news, Labour leader Keir Starmer is officially the UK's new Prime Minister. The leaders of Sinn Féin say they've made history yet again after the general election in the north. Police in Derry have made an arrest after a number of vehicles were damaged in the city centre overnight. And a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that it is a scandal that €19 million sanctioned to reduce spinal surgery waiting lists for children with scoliosis has not been spent on what it was earmarked for. That's all for now. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, July 5th. The death has taken place of Ernest William Ernie Walls, 46 Liskey Road, Strabane. Family and friends are welcome at his residence until 11 p.m. tonight and from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral on Sunday in Sion Mills Presbyterian Church with service at 2 p.m. followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery, Townsend Street. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu, if so desired, to Cancer Research NI, care of Hood & Company Undertakers, 29 Main Street, Newton Stewart. The death has occurred of Josephine Doherty, Ní Shields, Clough Inn, Ballandrout. Josephine will be reposing at her daughter Lorena Doherty's residence, No. 10, Ballyduff Park, Lifford. Wake is strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral cortege will be leaving at 11:15 a.m. on Sunday morning, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors, Oakfield, Ruffo. The death has taken place of Margaret Greta McBride, Ní Friel, Drumaweir, Greencastle. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Andy McGovern of Glencar Irish, Long Lane, Letterkenny, formerly of Ballymagovern, County Cavan. Reposing at the home of his son Andrew Andy at the Long Lane, Glencar Irish, Letterkenny until 9 p.m. tonight and from 12 noon to 9 p.m. tomorrow. Rosary at 9 p.m. each night. Family time please after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning in the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by interment in Cromwell Cemetery. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Magella McGlinchey, Ní Boner, 486 Coal Hill Park, Newton Cunningham. House private, please. Funeral Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham on Sunday morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family Flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Charlie McClafferty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Rowan McGrath, Ruskey, Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church Convoy, followed by interment in the family plot in the old graveyard. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to St. Joseph's Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Gerard Jerry Lennon, 605 Calais Cottages, Calais, reposing at his late residence today and all day tomorrow. Funeral cortege leaving his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 1:40 p.m, travelling to Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, for 2 p.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in All Saints Church Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Mass can be viewed on newtoncalaisparish.com. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Renal Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Dermot Kelly, 23, Cronagiha, Renclevin, Dunfanaghy, formerly College Farm Road, Letterkenny. A private cremation will take place at a later date, followed by a celebration of Dermot's life. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McGowan's Funeral Home, Stranorler. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.